All right, it's the rundown. It's brought to you. It's the rundown live from the bullpen. Our last day here at down in DC for the All-Star break. Today's rundown is brought to you by Devour, the frozen craveable meals of your dreams. We've had the platters before, but now we moved on to the sandwiches. We got the grilled cheese sandwiches, Philly cheesesteak style, buffalo chicken style, turkey bacon ranch style.
They're the real deal. The Philly steak and cheese, or cheesesteak, whatever you fucks call them.
It is kind of fire.
It's really good.
It's a nice sandwich. It's
by the way, like what they call it is like
what it's called.
That's the answer. Yeah.
No.
The name.
Yeah. Like it's whatever Philly decides to call it, it's going to be called that. They made
we're
it.
We're not about to like rename it, clam
when
chowder.
When it's called a Philly cheesesteak, give me you got it's yeah. strong
like,
argument.
Like I don't know where you assholes got off on like we're just gonna reverse the order, but like it's
fucking New England chowdered clam or whatever the fuck you assholes call it. I'm not fucking sure.
We got the Devour Derby coming up on Thursday. So fights was in that. Last night was the real Home Run Derby. We'll get into that, but the Devour Barstool Derby will be the real fight.
I think there will be more controversy surrounding ours
than there was in the MLB
night,
one.
Yeah.
Which
and there was a
that's
lot
something
of
something to say yeah. because last night there was controversy. Get your Devour meals. Last night, Bryce Harper takes it home in front of the hometown crowd, but not without controversy, according to the Cubs fans, because he and his father were breaking the rules. By the way, I think it's pretty fucking cool when your dad's your pitcher in Home Run Derby.
Dad does curls, huh?
Right?
That's beefy.
Well, like you can understand why Bryce Harper is who he is when you look at his father.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was the most thick hair I've ever seen on a man's face.
That was wild.
If you zoomed
like
in, there's no like millimeter of place that wasn't completely covered
completely
in hair.
Covered.
That is a hairy, beautiful man.
He was like perfect BP. He's been tossing that to his son for, you know, whatever, 25 years now. And Bryce went beast mode. He hit like 7 home runs in 30 seconds at the end there. But the Cubs fans are upset because technically the rule is you can't throw another pitch until your last home run hits down. Which, I mean,
fuck that.
Here's the thing.
Fuck that.
But if that is the rule, he was breaking the rule.
Right.
Like, he was not
though,
following.
That's such a stupid,
but I just don't care.
Soft, like it's like yes. a dunk contest. It's like what kind of rules are we trying to enforce? What integrity is being compromised by that shitty fucking rule?
Like the result of him breaking the rules was just 1,000 home runs in a minute.
It was so,
so
cool.
I'm okay with that.
We said earlier, I think there was one point where he had 3 balls in the air at the same time.
That's dope.
He's juggling. That's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, the dude was juggling home run balls. Now, Schwarber was playing by the rules, and he was basically penalizing himself because he hits nothing but 900-foot moonshots. So if you wait for a Schwarber ball to hit down, it's like a solid 10 seconds.
The hang time, it's a McAfee punt.
Right. So, listen, I don't know. Hey, Schwarbo, next time, don't play by the rules, you fucking square.
Him bending the rules was the only thing that made that a watchable contest.
I know.
Because it looked like it wasn't going to happen towards the end, and then he launches like fucking 6 in the last 10 seconds. Like it came down to the last seconds, and that's what made it like as cool as it was.
And we were saying all week, like the Home Run Derby is like, it's cool for a minute, and if you have like a Josh Hamilton type around, it's awesome. But for the most part, you're just kind of watching batting practice.
Yeah.
When Bryce went on a rampage, it was entertaining.
I went from so 0 to 60 because I got to the bar last night as it was wrapping up, and I walked in. There was a minute left. He was down like 6 or something like that, 7.
It's like, it ain't happening.
And I was like, oh, this is boring. It's not even fucking close. Like, there's no shot he does this. And then it was, bam, bam, bam. It was awesome. And you know, I'll say even before that, we were at dinner during the Home Run Derby, and I wasn't facing the TVs. And the only player I turned around for was Bryce Harper. Like in the first round, he's got the juice.
He's got the effect. He's rocking the bandana.
He looked like the ultimate warrior.
He
looked incredible.
He's in front of his hometown. What is impressive is that Schwarber, you know, almost won it, and he was following the rules. So that just means every time he swung the bat, he was hitting a home run.
It was cool. We were at this bar. I forget what it was called, but we were at this bar, and it was like in the shadows of the stadium.
Yeah.
And it was cool to hear like the crowd. And then on TV, it felt like everyone in D.C. was screaming because we could hear the crowd, and then the bar was chanting, Bryce, Bryce, Bryce.
I mean,
it was an event. It was fucking cool.
It was cool, but it's a tough look for the Nats fans when they're celebrating a home run.
That's their only
like
moment of this season. That's their best moment of this season.
Oh, I don't know. I won't fault him for that. I think that was very cool.
You know what? It's fine.
That's something any fan base would cheer for.
I know, but it's like when you're the Nationals and you can't get out of the first round and you've basically been underachieving for the past like decade straight. It's a tough look.
I wouldn't say it's a tough look.
If the Mets do that, it's like, yeah, we fucking suck. Like, we're celebrating anything we can get. Bryce Harper and the Nats should have, like, won a World Series by now.
Yeah, they should have. I mean, they're fucked right now with so many guys being on the disabled list, but like it's they have so much fucking talent, and this is pretty much his swan song. Like, this is his last big DC moment.
Right, was the home run derby.
But if that was at Fenway and Mookie was in it, we'd be cheering.
Yes, but it's like you have World Series to back it up, so it's like the Nationals will forever kind of their fans will forever be fucked until they get one off their back.
I guess,
or at least you can have the first round.
I don't blame them for cheering though. I guess like in retrospect, you can kind of bust their balls like win something for real.
Yeah,
but I mean in that moment, I don't blame them for cheering at all.
And DC's still got to be happy about the Caps. You know what I mean? It takes pressure off everybody else. It's like, fuck. Like, that's a victory for us.
To a big-time celebration, we go back to France where Roan just was. He flew in from Paris, France, wherever, to DC, straight here?
Yeah, straight here. I tried to make the radio yesterday. I couldn't make it.
On his grind from the stage at Irving Plaza to Paris, France for the World Cup.
Out to France, down to D.C., around the world and back.
You're sporting your wounds here flash grenade.
Like a fucking IED.
Exploded underneath your feet.
Blew up beneath my balls. I thought on the video it was going to look like way cooler because like I felt it, but like it just looked like a little puff of smoke on the video. I was like,
Dude, it was
intense,
man.
Dude, it was intense.
So you were chronicling the celebration. A lot of people going wild in the streets, smoke bombs and whatnot.
I swear to God, it was intense. Like, I was on the phone. I was with our French sound man, who is this 66-year-old guy who's been to Iraq and Afghanistan and everything, a fucking badass dude. I was with him. Buddha Ben, Caleb, and Donnie, our interpreter, were somewhere else, and I was on the phone with them, and they're like, hang on, like, everybody just started running, and then they started sprinting, and they're like, oh, shit, like, bombs are coming in. Yo. It was a five-minute phone conversation. It sounded like Taken. Like, they were like, there were screams. They were like, Ben, are you all right? Like, where's Caleb?
Idea. In crowds like that, people start running, you start running, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just started running. They just started sprinting as well. It was like toxic gas. It's like thought you couldn't breathe the shit in.
I'm thinking of Buddha when they were chasing tornadoes. The thought of him being in, like, a fucking riot.
Buddha was scared of a pretty harsh rainstorm.
Yeah.
So imagine be surrounded by bombs and stuff.
Real life explosions. Like, what are the French doing that is the way that they fucking get their rocks off by blowing shit
the Europeans
fuck up.
Have all been doing that during the World Cup. It's crazy.
Croatia's been lighting shit on fire all the time.
Yeah.
They had flares ready to go for every goal.
It's terrifying,
man.
What is it good? What's good about scaring people?
Just turn the music up a little bit. That's
right.
Just
yell
slightly louder than normal.
Whoop a flag volume. Up. That's like
start whooping.
Yeah, our 66-year-old sound guy who's been in war zones had like a fucking one of these bombs like bounce up onto his chest and got like blown up onto his back. This guy was on his fucking ass like a starfish, fucking just laid out from fucking bombs that were going off. Like, I didn't anticipate it being a crazy environment, but like it was a little harrowing.
Imagine going to war zones and your toughest war story was Paris won the World Cup. That's crazy. I've been to actual war, and my war story is a smoke bomb in Paris after the World Cup.
The video we got of this dude, I guess we'll call it crowd surfing, stage diving. He just jumps out of like a fucking 30-foot tree.
Belly flop.
Yeah, he just belly flops out of a tree. And they didn't even consider catching him.
That was fucked up because when you see from the other angle too,
they're
calling him, and that's insane. Because we saw this big. It was big in Chicago when the Cubs won the World Series. A lot of trust falls.
Yeah,
and then I think my Philly might have been doing it a little bit. This was the biggest trust fail ever. Like, they were saying, we will catch you.
And
they had their arms
locked,
and then they just. This fucking tricked a guy.
You know
the belly flopping 20
You can't
feet.
Trust the French, man.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll surrender at any moment. We got you. No, we don't. You've done your stage diving. Now, you were jumping off of, like, a 5-foot stage, and it was bad enough. This guy legit is, like, a 30-foot drop from the top of a tree.
Yeah, I don't know how. He even looked around. That was actually really funny. When he looked around, like, what the fuck
was that? Where are you on that one, dickhead?
He's holding his stomach. You're like, where the fuck were you guys? What was that all about?
And the way he, like, had his arms out when he's falling... thinking he was going to get caught, there was no time for him to put them back down to save him. So it was face. Like, there's no way his face didn't smack the ground.
That was straight sternum and chin on the ground.
Waking up breathing. Like, just air evacuating from you.
Second half of the rundown brought to you by MVMT. We got the shades here. They look like they're like $200. They look like they're like, you know, Ray-Ban department store type shades. Started $75.
That's fire.
$70 for these.
When I was walking over here, I didn't know they were MVMT. Kevin's on his glasses.
They're
game.
Popping, right,
yeah.
Baby?
Oh, yeah, he's doing it.
And like the best part is at that price, you know, when you sit on them, when you lose them, they fall off in the ocean. You leave them behind your hotel. You can get yourself another pair.
Yeah, which you're going to do.
You want to lose your fucking. I actually recommend. Go to MVMT.com/rundown. You get 15% off. Buy three right now.
Seriously.
Just buy three pairs. You know by Labor Day you'll be down to your last one because that's how sunglasses work. You can also get yourself the watch, all the accessories you need to look sharp. Join the movement. Everyone at Barstool already has. It's MVMT.com/rundown for 15% off, free shipping, and free returns. What was the third topic before? My mind is just on that guy who set himself on fire.
Basketball.
Foul. Oh, yeah. So we got this dude who called the police during a pickup game because of a foul. Which is, I mean, I think it's bad enough when people call a foul in pickup. If you call a foul on me, that's not a blatant, like, I hacked your arms.
I don't think you can even call that.
Right? Like, you just play ball, and if you get knocked on your ass, you get knocked on your ass, and that's that. I would rather be, like, bleeding from my face and lose the game than call a foul.
Yeah.
This dude called the authorities.
Yeah, what happened to prison
called
rules,
the
bro?
Police, man.
That's tough.
I mean,
I wonder what the cops said. Did they have any, like, analysis of what's
doing
going on?
Coming?
That's a great point.
I guess he
what
didn't.
Do you say? Like, they must say something. Like, I've been assaulted at the YMCA.
Right.
And you
right.
show up and you find out that it was a hard foul on a breakaway. I feel like you should be, like, thrown in jail for that.
Like a false call.
Yeah. You know what?
It's a legitimate crime.
You know what?
This guy committed a crime by, like, filing a false police report.
You should lose 911 privileges for, like, a year. Like, an extended period of time. You don't get to call for help.
Yo! This is the hardest foul in America, bro. What you guys say, bro? You calling the cops if you get fouled, Berto? You calling the cops if you get fouled? You calling the cops if you get fouled? Have you ever been called for a basketball foul before the...
No.
This is the first time?
That's my first basketball foul.
You were coming for a basketball foul?
Not for that, no. I just heard it was a fight.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, all
right. Damn, they called you for a foul, man.
I thought these were your joints. People, you playing again? Caught in the spot that was for our team, right?
Why, PB?
I think you better
hope that, you know, your house is on fire. Nope, you're on, like, the banned list. Like, you call 911, it just doesn't work from your house.
Family got murdered? Like, figure it out yourself, buddy. You shouldn't have fucking called during basketball.
Foul on that over the back, dude.
But those cops must have just been like, yo, we have to see this. Like, our job, this guy is a new level of bitch.
He
took being a bitch to this new fucking new heights, and it's a big win for bitches everywhere. Like, this guy is like a fucking world-class bitch.
he takes home the title. He is the biggest bitch in the world.
Bro, you say bitch. Strong bitch.
I say
he
bitch.
He hits the B hard.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's like, bitch.
Bitch.
He's the biggest bitch in the world.
The collagen is the, I got the injections. Bitch.
This last topic here on the rundown. I didn't know if we should do it. I hesitated to do it. But then I said, you know what? Fuck that. This is some internet 1.0 shit.
Yeah.
This is what Barstool this is what Barstool was built on,
This is Faces of Death.
This is Faces of Death. This is videos that, like, we grew up on, and we got to talk about it. The handsome one, Henneasy, last night at 1:45 in the morning when he was, in his words, zooted, decided to tweet out this video. He actually quickly deleted it because people were like, wow, what the fuck? But no. That's what the internet is not about, like, making you feel good. It's not like you log on the internet to, like, have a good day. You log on the internet for compelling videos.
Some raw
Yes, be it happy or sad or shocking. And this video, it's a two-parter of this cat who just blows himself up because he's in an argument with his girl, is wild. He just pours gasoline on the top of his car, pours gasoline on the middle in the inside of his car, and just kapow, blows up. And listen, I don't want to see somebody walking around on fire. I don't want to see anybody die. But the thought of this guy being in an argument with his girl and being so committed to, like, not losing the argument or not being the bad guy, like, you fucking did this to me. Boom. I have to respect that level of commitment to the argument of the relationship.
I don't think there's an argument to make against it. Of course you have to. You know, like,
he made the ultimate sacrifice.
This guy, he's a hero. You know, people think of, you know, they're the monks who have done that. People, like, respect them. People think of that as an honorable
statue.
You'll build
statues to this man.
Right. There's that. There are legitimate statues. I think this guy, he deserves one. But he's also made the game tough. For us.
Yeah.
The bar is your girlfriend's going to be like, oh, if you're actually mad, light your stuff on fire, you fucking pussy.
You can't bullshit anymore. Like, you can't go halfway in an argument like that. You have to
blow yourself up.
It wasn't a slow burn either. Like, he really, the suspense of the video is beautiful because you know something's coming. And by the end of it, oh my God, he has launched from that car.
If your girlfriend did this, if the roles were reversed, would you feel bad?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know that I would, but that was fucking like, wow. Crazy.
No. I respect that. And good on her for keeping on filming.
Yeah,
she just filmed the whole
thing. Yeah, she's dedicated to the viral, game. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on how what the argument is. If I really am in, if I was in the right, I'd be like, "Well, that was stupid." Yeah. If I was in the wrong and I knew it and I was like grasping for straws the whole time, trying to like stand my ground, and then you blew yourself up, I'd be like,
"I guess it depends what the fight is about." I was wrong. Too.
Yeah. But listen, ladies,
I don't know.
This is what you do to us. This is the kind of shit you drive us so crazy. Like this is the guy who took it to that level. But every guy has been on a level like, I'm just gonna fucking kill myself.
Yeah. Yo, can I get some jokes off real quick though?
Yes.
What do you think this guy's favorite movie is?
Man on Fire.
Let's go. What do you think his favorite festival is?
Burning Man.
Yo, but I could see why his girl broke up with him, because he's clearly a flaming homosexual. All right, I'm done.
Had a problem, ladies and gentlemen.
enjoy the cacciatore steak.
All right, that is it for the rundown. Just give the people a little. You know, we're about a week almost out from Pup Punk.
Oh
and
wow!
And you come down from that high.
Man, it has been a whirlwind.
You've
just
been
going
on stage
from
before.
One place to another place, but that high was incredible. That crowd was fucking awesome. Like,
compare it to, like, the first time you won King of the Dot.
It was just more joy the whole way, because your stomach's in a knot. It's a confrontation. Like, you're putting your whole everything on the line. With this, it was just I want to them. They want me to do well. I want them to fucking do well. Mm-hmm. Like it's a very like mutually beneficial like relationship, and it was just like
we were talking really
fun.
We were talking about how good it was for Barstool because it was that way. Like even like as other shows succeed, as everything, if Dave succeeds, I'm mad. If I succeed, Dave's mad. There's always somebody like hating or fighting or like quietly like stewing. Everybody wanted to have a good time at Pup Punk. Everybody wanted you guys to do well.
We said yesterday it was probably the first time in Barstool history where everyone was just rooting for each other.
Right.
Just
which like is people like from different like groups. Like everybody has their own shows and shit that they work on, but it's almost like a side project.
All
and
came
it's
together.
Like, wow, we really hope the kids can make it. Like, we really hope they don't fuck this up.
And it's a testament to that type of music, too. It's like everybody likes. Like
even if you don't know
music.
You like it,
you
fucking
do.
You like
yeah.
that shit. Buddha
yeah.
Ben's DJ set beforehand definitely had
yes.
people going. Like
yes.
that shit felt good. It
that
felt
was
really
very
fucking
good.
Good.
That set the mood for sure. So thanks for a good
not
show,
as
bro.
Not as good as that fucking breeze though.
Yeah,
oh
God.
Man.
I don't know. I mean, I've been spraying myself here. I look like I jumped in a pool in DC. You guys are all like, I'm hot. It's like I'm covered in sweat. So.
It's unbelievable. It didn't even feel that wild until we sat down here, and I just felt like I was baking.
Dude, we went out earlier today. We went to see some of the sights and stuff like that. I mean, I've yawned six times on the show. I didn't even go out last night. I was like out late last night. I was home in bed by midnight, I think. I'm from walking around for an hour today. I am beyond exhausted.
I feel like we went to like Africa, like we're in the equator or something.
Yeah.
It's like we're just in DC.
It's got to be good to look dehydrated though. Like it's got to get rid of the water weight.
Going.
Like let's definitely take some pictures today.
Yeah. All right, that's the rundown. We'll be back at HQ the rest of the week. Devour Derby on Thursday. Get ready for it. #DevourDerby.